halacha relating to the laws of Chanukah. Let's talk about Shabbos. Let's learn about the Seder HaDvarim. Today is already Wednesday, so Shabbos is around the corner. Let's learn the Seder HaDvarim for Erev Shabbos, and Motzoi Shabbos. Okay, first thing is, what do you light first? Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos? So the answer is Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is to be lit first. Why? Because once you light Ner Shabbos, you are automatically Mekabel Shabbos. Okay, it's the minig of Noshim. What do they do first? They first light the candles, and then they make the bracha. When they make the bracha, that is their form of Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, even though men are not bound by the bracha of their wife, but it's still not proper. If you are lighting Ner Chanukah in the same room, in the same home as where your wife lights Ner Shabbos, if the wife is going to light Ner Shabbos, the bias already is a Shabbostic bias. There are a lot of halachas, thank you very much. There are a lot of different examples in halacha where you follow the bias. I'll give you an example. A base oval. Okay, Rachman said by a base oval, many poskim can look that the bias has a din of a base oval. It's not just there is an oval who happens to be here in the bias. Because an oval lives in this bias, the entire bias is a bias of Avelos. And thus, in this bias, learning does not take place. In this bias, all the halachas that apply to an Avelos are nispashet into this mokan. Likewise, when the Ikaras HaBayis lights Shabbos candles, even though the husband is not necessarily bound to begin to not do malacha until he recites Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, the bias is a mokum of Shabbos. It's her house. A man, every husband, is a guest in his wife's home. Okay, that's the rule they teach in Shalom Bayis classes. You have to know when you get married, you are a guest in your wife's home. Therefore, make sure you are very careful in the Beis Hakisei, keep it clean, make sure you don't mess up anything in the kitchen. Whatever you do when you're a guest in someone else's home, you make the bed when you leave a present before you go home, before you go. Whatever you are accustomed to do in the home of a host when you are a guest, that's how you as a husband have to behave in your wife's home. Okay, isn't that what they teach in 101?
I just learned something new.
What? That's what they teach in Shalom Bayis class. You didn't go to the class before you got married.
You know who his spouse is, Rabbi Pelkowitz, his son. You know.
Yeah, David Pelkowitz.
Yeah, so he discussed it. We have the OU like these speeches there for Shalom
Bayis. So he says this.
I went a couple of times. Basically, that's what he says. You know, like
a man is a husband is a guest at his wife's home.
His spouse is not to hide behind the idea that, honey, I have to go to shul. I can't take care of the kids, or honey, I can't take out the garbage, or honey, I can't do this because I'm going to shul to learn. I have a daf yomi class and things like that. That doesn't work. He said, first things first.
First thing, your priorities.
Your home life. Then, if you have time, you go learn.
I just heard recently, so I don't remember heard this, is that women, after they're married many years, from their husband, they go to Shacharis, and the husbands go to Ma'ariv. So sometimes a woman does not realize until much later in life that Shacharis, think about this, is very, very deep. Shacharis takes more than 10 minutes, and Ma'ariv does not take more than 10 minutes. In other words, they think, how come you daven so late? They think sometimes their husbands are late, so they daven at home yichidus. They daven the whole shacharis in 10 minutes. So think of that's how long shacharis takes. So when they go to shul, that's not what shacharis takes. Doesn't take 10 minutes. Then when their husband go home and goes out for ma'ariv, he doesn't come back for an hour and a half. What is he doing? Oh, he's davening. He's not davening. He's having a good time. Okay. Any event, halacha is a bias. When a woman lights candles, the bias becomes a Shabbostic bias. Memela, it's not proper for the wife to light candles, and then the husband to light Ner Shel Chanukah, because he's now being Mechal Shabbos in his wife's home. Therefore, the proper procedure is first you light Ner Shel Chanukah, and then the wife lights Ner Shel Shabbos. That's a very basic halacha. Now, what happens if by accident a wife lie, a person's makabel Shabbos, or let's say for example a wife, she forgets, let's say a girl's typically among us, they do not light candles. Lubavitch, girls light candles. So let's say you have a single girl, who's lighting candles, and then she made a mistake. I lit candles, and now I forgot to light Ner Shel Chanukah. So what should she do? Well, let's say even a man, let's say his wife is giving birth, a man is the one in charge of lighting candles, so he lights candles. And he lights candles first, then he realizes he did not light Ner Shel Chanukah. So the halach is, he may not light, once you are Makabel Shabbos, you may not light candles, but what you should do is someone else should light the candles for you, and they should make the bracha, lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah, and you can then make, and the yoytze you with the bracha, they will light the candles, and they will make the bracha, and you'll be yoytze with the bracha, and you can then light, make the next two brachas of if it's the first night, and this the first night this year, of Sha'as and Isma Hosenu, and if it's Nogea, the other bracha of Shechiyanu. So that would be the halacha. Again, if a person by mistake was Makabel Shabbos, even, and it's not yet Shki, it's not yet sunset, you can appoint an agent. The agent can light the menorah for you, and it can even make the bracha Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah, and you will answer Amen, and he will light on your behalf the Chanukah menorah, and you will then go and make the other bracha Sav Sha'as and Isma, and if it's Nogea, to make the bracha.
Wife's ready.
Okay. No, if your wife is Makabel,
you're not Makabel.
No, so then it's okay. If your wife was Makabel Shabbos, you're not Makabel Shabbos, so therefore it's already B'diav and you can still light the candles. You should light the candles first and then your wife should light the Ner Shel Chanukah. But let's say a mistake was made that your wife already lit the Shabbos candles before you lit Chanukah candles. It's okay, so you can now light, you can still light Shabbos, Chanukah candles, because the general rule is that you are not Makabel Shabbos when your wife lights Ner Shel Shabbos. When your wife lights Ner Shel Shabbos, typically a man is not Makabel Shabbos, so therefore, B'dievid, you can still light your Ner Shel Chanukah. But what would happen in a very rare situation where a man, when he forgot to tonight's Chanukah, and he already was Makabel Shabbos? Let's say, for example, the man is not going to shul, doesn't feel well. So he's not going to shul. And he sits down and he begins to say Kabbalah Shabbos. And he gets up to Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. And he recites Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos and Hashem Moloch. And it's not yet Shkia. The sun is not yet set. And then, oy, Gewalt, what did I do? I did not yet light Chanukah candles. And I already said Kabbalah Shabbos. Or maybe even Yudav HaMayrif. Could be already Yudav HaMayrif. But it's not yet sunset. See, even though he was already Makabel Shabbos, he already davened Ma'ariv, and as long as it's not yet sunset, what he could do is, he can ask another person who is not yet Makabel Shabbos to light the Chanukah candles on his behalf, and that person who lights the Chanukah candles can make the bracha. When they light the Chanukah candles,
even though they're doing a
melacha for him, that's the halacha.
They're
making a bracha. He makes the bracha, and even though that person already made a bracha for himself, he already made his own bracha for himself. He cannot make a second bracha for me, the one that was Makabel Shabbos, because I did not. It was not Yoytzei the bracha of Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah. I cannot light the Chanukah candles because I was really Makabel Shabbos, but that does not prevent me from appointing an agent to light the Chanukah candles for me before Shkia. He will light the candles. He will make the bracha. I will answer Amen to the bracha, and then I myself will proceed to make the second bracha Sha'os Anisim Lavoseinu Bayomim Ohem Bazman Hazeh. And if it's the first night of Chanukah, I can also make the bracha Shechianu. Or if I did not yet make the bracha Shechianu yet, let's say it's already the fourth night of Chanukah, and for whatever reason I forgot to make the bracha Shechianu, I can still make the bracha Shechianu on the first night that I have an opportunity to make the bracha Shechianu. So those two brachas are still in play. The only bracha that's not in play is the Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah. I myself cannot make that bracha, but someone can make the bracha on my behalf.
So if you don't have a Ner Chanukah, whatever reason,
yes.
It's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Walk in the street, and you see him in
the. You make the bracha Sha'as. You make the bracha Sha'as.
So the question I'm asking: if it's Shabbos already after Ma'ariv,
yes,
and you see him in the Ayur, can you make the
yes?
Bracha
you can. You can make the bracha Sha'as.
So then,
yes.
What is the problem of the wife? Even if she lights the, even if she's Makabel Shabbos, she can also make a bracha Sha'as on her husband's name.
She can. It's Shas Nisan. You can always make. I just said that.
So
you can do that.
The problem is what?
Lahalik Ner. We just said that. You can make the Bracha Shah. I told you.
So
we just said that.
The
only problem is Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah. Lahalik Ner Shel Chanukah is a Malacha Deraisa. You cannot make that Bracha once you go Mekabel Shabbos. If the wife was Mekabel Shabbos or the husband was Mekabel Shabbos and either one of them wants to light the Chanukah candle, they cannot. They cannot light the candles, they cannot make that bracha under any circumstance because they're already on Mekabel Shabbos.
So
what they can do, if it's not yet it's not yet Shabbos, Shekiah, they can appoint an agent and the agent can light the Chanukah menorah.
The agent will make.
Yes, and we said this, exactly what we said. What?
So what's the big... problem of missing the
halacha. You would think, if not for this halacha, you would think that since you were Mekabel Shabbos, your Kabbalah is so strong that you cannot appoint an agent to light the candles on your behalf. That's what you would think. That's very logical. If I was Mekabel Shabbos, I can no longer be Mekayim this mitzvah. I can make a bracha sh'asa nisim on someone else's candles, but I cannot be Mekayim ner ishu beisai. Komash malon, even though you were Mekabel Shabbos, as long as it's not yet sunset, you can still be Mekayim the mitzvah by appointing an agent to light the candles on your behalf, and the agent can make the bracha, with the kavan to be might say you, and you will answer amen, and thus you will mekayim the mitzvah yourself, ner ishu beisai. And then you yourself proceed to make the bracha she'asa nisim and the bracha shehechiyanu. Okay, that is the halacha. If a person forgets and is mekabel Shabbos before he makes the bracha. I just want to point out, what happens on a Friday night if a woman forgets to light Shabbos candles? And it's past shkia. Now let's go. Let's take a step back. Let's say it's already Tzeis HaKochavim. It's already 50 minutes after sunset. So what should the woman do? It's too late. Once already it's 50 minutes after sunset, it's too late. She lost out on the mitzvah. There's nothing that she can possibly do. And in fact, she's a kenas. The kenas is that for the rest of her life, she has to add one more candle. One more candle. What happens if it's not yet 50 minutes after Shki? It's Bein HaShmoshes. Now, I don't know really how far you go. L'chor you only go until, I would say, 41 minutes. Let's say it's not yet 41 minutes, and a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles. It's after sunset, it's not yet 41 minutes after Shabbos. What should she do? The halacha is she should ask a goy. She should ask a non-Jew to light the Shabbos candles for her, and then she can make a bracha. She makes the bracha, the non-Jew lights the Shabbos candles, she makes the bracha, and she does not have a kenas. She's not going to be punished for the rest of her life by being required to add another candle. Do you say the same thing when it comes to Chanukah? No. No such thing. Once already Shki has passed, do not confuse the case of Chanukah with the case of Shabbos candles. Shabbos candles, after Shki, after sunset, a woman can still have a non-Jew light the candles on her behalf. But once sunset has passed, there's nothing you can do. There's no such thing as appointing a non-Jew to light the candles, and you'll make a bracha or you don't make a bracha. Chanukah candles are only for Jews. There's no such thing as a goy lighting Chanukah candles. There's no agency. Ner Shel Shabbos is not a din, it's just that the Ner should be lit. It's not so much that she should light the candles, but there is such a concept that if she does not light the candles, at least there should be light in the home. There should be Shalom Bayis. So even if a goy lights the candles after Shkia, it works. But there's no such thing as a kunz that you should get a goy to light the Chanukah candles for you after Shkia until sunset during Bein HaShmoshes, and then you'll make a bracha or don't make a bracha. That does not work. Once Shkia has passed, it's too little, too late. Okay, now let's go to another halacha. How much, yeah?
What happens if it's just a regular night of Chanukah, and for whatever reason you cannot light the candles?
Yes.
Would you be allowed to ask a goy to light the candles?
No,
the
goy definitely not.
The goy has no shaykh?
No shaykh, 0, 0, 0. Cain, Torim, Ugamat, no, Katan as well, not. He's not a Bar Chiyuva, no. No, an Isha, yes. A woman, yes. A woman, yes. Your wife, certainly. But generally, no. There's no
shaykh.
No, absolutely not. A goy has no shaykh to the mitzvah, and a child has no shaykh to the mitzvah. Absolutely not. Okay, let's go to another. How much oil must you put in the menorah? You have to have enough oil that it should last a half an hour after Tzeis HaKochavim. That's a very long time. That's a very long time. If you're lighting candles before, but you have the lighting candles, you have to have enough time to get to shul for mincha. And then you have, let's say, 50 minutes until it's Vaday Tzeisak Rechavim, and then another half an hour after Tzeisak Rechavim. So you're dealing with approximately, let's say it's 50 plus 30. It's an hour and 20 minutes. Plus, you probably have at least 10 minutes to get to shul, so it's an hour and a half. So when you prepare to light your candles Erev Shabbos, you have to make sure that you have enough oil, or the candles are long enough that it's going to go for approximately an hour and a half. That's a long time. Now, what should you daven first? Should you daven mincha first, or should you daven light candles first? Right. Erev Shabbos, Chanukah, there is a plethora of minyanim for mincha Erev Shabbos. Why is that so? So the reason is because some hold that once you light Chanukah candles, the Chanukah candles are in honor of Shabbos. How many candles are you lighting when you're lighting Erev Shabbos? The number of candles that is connected to Shabbos. If Erev Shabbos, there are three candles, so Shabbos, there are four candles. When you light candles Erev Shabbos, you're lighting four candles. So basically, when you're lighting candles Erev Shabbos, you're really beginning Shabbos to a certain degree. You really, if Shabbos is day four of Chanukah, and I'm lighting four candles, what I'm doing is I'm lighting these candles in honor of Shabbos. I'm connecting myself to some degree to Shabbos. How can I then go after I light my Chanukah candles and have a mincha, which means I'm going back in time? Mincha is the end of day three of Chanukah. Okay, so you have, let's say Friday, for make believe, this year, what is Friday? Friday is day three?
Day four.
So let's do this year.
Friday night?
Friday day. Friday Shacharis. Three. So this year, Erev Shabbos is the third day of Chanukah. When you light candles, Chanukah candles, right before Mincha on Friday, how many Chanukah candles are you lighting?
Four.
So by lighting four candles, what are you doing? I'm now, to some degree, being Mekabel Shabbos. I mean, I mean Mekabel Shabbos, because you have to be Mekabel Shabbos. But you are connecting yourself to Shabbos Kodesh by lighting four candles. Mincha, Tzvilas Mincha, is the end of day three of Chanukah. So when I go now to shul my first daven mincha, I'm contradicting myself. Are you geared towards Shabbos, or are you geared towards the day before? You can't go back in time. Chanukah is all about time. Chanukah is a young, all about time. That the oil lasted more than the proper amount. You're going forward in time. We're not going backwards in time. So therefore, there are those opinions that hold that it's not the proper thing. And Erev Shabbos, Chanukah, a person should go out of his way to daven mincha before on Shvari early, so that he lights so that he davens mincha. He gets Friday over with, and then he proceeds to go into Shabbos. At first, that's not easy for everyone to do, and some poskim can disagree. They hold there's no such thing. They hold that you can daven. There's no issue.
There's no issue.
Let me check if I can find over here. The reason why. Oh, I'm in the wrong place over here. Let me see over here. Okay, here it is. Okay, let me just find out what is over here. The reason why it's not a problem, and this is a very interesting idea. This is a very interesting idea. This is a general question. Here's the question. The question over here is, how can Chazal be misakin? Let's take a step back. Let's say tonight, or let's say last night. When is this proper zman to light Chanukah candles? The proper zman according to Chazal is the moment when people presume nisa, people are returning home from work. Achetichle regel min hashuk, a half an hour achetichle regel min hashuk, which means that the night already has to begin. It's sunset. The sun has set. And the evening has begun, the next day has begun, and the Iker Zman is when there are people in the street walking home from work when it's beginning to get dark, which is approximately half an hour. Ashtichle regel min hashuk. Today, different minhagim, one exactly. You light, ideally, do you light at Shkia, or should you light 20 minutes after Shkia, 25 minutes after Shkia, 40 minutes after Shkia, 45 minutes after Shkia? One year we went to all the different Zmanim. There are many different opinions on exactly when is the ideal time to light. And some say that Zman Hazeh really doesn't make a difference because with Zman Hazeh, the Iker Persume Nisus for the people that are in the home. But whatever it is, the common denominator of every opinion of when you're supposed to light is this one common denominator. You light after the sun has set. You light in the beginning of the day, the beginning of the next calendar day. If the calendar day begins with Tzeisak Rechavim, your candles are going to be lit into the Zman of Tzeisak Rechavim. So the question is, how could Chazal even institute that there should be the lighting of candles for Friday night when it's impossible to light candles during the Zman? I mean, the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah is to light when it's Vaday Laila. B'diavad, if you light candles early, yoytze. You can light candles b'shas hatchach, you can light candles before sunset, after Plag HaMincha, as long as the candles will remain lit into Tzeis HaKoyicham. First is traveling. You go and you have to catch a flight, you have to go somewhere, so B'diavad, you can light even before the sun sets, even during the weekday, as long as it's past Plag HaMincha, and there's enough oil for the candles to go into the evening. But that's only because Me'ikar Hadin, you can, you should light when it's Vade Laila. But Shabbos, it's impossible. It's impossible to light candles Friday night. It's Chil Shabbos. So if it's Chil Shabbos, how then did Chazal institute that there be a mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah for Shabbos? The rule should be that Chanukah is an 8-day holiday, and whenever Shabbos falls out, the day of Shabbos, you don't light. What would be so far-fetched? You don't light on Shabbos. This year, so how many days would you light Chanukah this year? You would light day 1, 2, 3. On day 4, you're exempt. There's no lighting on day 4. You pick up Mitzvah Shabbos with 5 candles, 6, 7, 8. Vizehu, the day of Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, it cannot be Chazal would institute that you should light candles on a day when you cannot light the candles. Yet we see Chazal said no. Chazal said that when it comes Shabbos, we want their candles should be lit, but the Zman Hadlaka is the Zman light the candles on Friday. Which means, now this is a very important, very chiddush, is that the Zman for lighting the candles for Shabbos is a different Zman than the lighting of candles all the other nights of Chanukah. And when is the Zman to light candles for Shabbos? The Zman is to light on Friday. That's when you're supposed to light. I'm not being mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of my nearest of Shabbos. Therefore, adarabah, you should light candles first, and then go to Mincha, and then Daven Mar, because the lighting of the candles on Friday of Shabbos are not candles of Shabbos candles. And to show that you're not lighting them on Shabbos, don't make a mistake and think that you're lighting candles on Shabbos, which would be Chil Shabbos, if you were to daven Mincha first. Okay, Friday is over. I've daven Mincha. Mincha typically is the last thing you do during the day. Now Shabbos begins. And the way I'm going to usher in the Shabbos is by lighting my Chanukah candles. You're Mechalel Shabbos if you do that. The Zman Hadlaka of Shabbos is Friday. It's not like the other seven nights of Chanukah where Chazal instituted that the Zman Hadlaka is after Tzeis HaKoychavim. Chazal instituted that the Zman Hadlaka for Shabbos is on Friday. So don't let Mincha be a factor in when you light your candles. I just until now told you the approach that a person should be makbid to light the Daven Mincha, Erev, light Daven Mincha first, and then light your Shabbos candles. Because if you're going to light, because you're going to light your Chanukah, and then light your Shabbos candles. Because if you're going to daven, light your Chanukah candles first, so that's ki'ilu your mekabel Shabbos. And then when you're going daven mincha, you're going backwards in time. It doesn't make any sense. How can you first go and light 4 candles and make a statement that this is Shabbos, and then go backwards and daven mincha, which mincha is the 6th day of the 6th day of the previous day? You can't go backwards in time. We're living in a world where you go forward, not backwards.
In shul, actually, that's what they do. Because daven mincha, and then they light.
In shul, no. The shuls that I go to, the shuls that I go to, they daven, they light first, then they daven mincha. There's not enough time, because usually the mincha is done right before. So they daven.
Some places when it's very dark already.
They don't have a choice. But it's saying that's one approach. But say pumfakert, the way they do it in shul is the correct way, because you have to appreciate this concept. If you really want to go to that idea, to its extreme, then your conclusion should be you should never have been a takana to light candles corresponding to the day of the week of Shabbos. This year, Shabbos is the fourth day of Chanukah. There should be no requirement to light four candles on Shabbos, because how could you light candles on Shabbos? It's Chil Shabbos. You should take a day off. The fact that Chazal told you no, there has to be candles lit for the day of Shabbos, indicates that the Zman Hadlaka for Shabbos is not connected to Shabbos. It's something that you bedafka do on Yom HaShishi. So Adarabba, show that the Hadlaka for Shabbos is done on Yom HaShishi by first lighting the Chanukah candles and then daven mincha. If you're going to daven mincha after you light your Chanukah candles, you have shown that the lighting of the candles of Chanukah, its zman is unique. It's a zman that Chazal instituted to be done on Yom HaShishi, not Chas V'Sholom on Shabbos. Because that would be Chil Shabbos. And Chazal have no right to institute halachas that are Chil Shabbos. So Pumfakir, it's more proper to light it on before you daven mincha, and then daven mincha, because that's coming to show that the Zman Hadlaka in honor of Shabbos is specifically to be done, specifically meant to be done on Friday, not on Shabbos. Now here he says something very, very beautiful. Take the same exact idea and let's apply this to Mitzvah Shabbos. This is Mamish unique. Right? I told you over here is Torah, which is popular Torah. This is a very good thing called Shulchan Mesuda. We use this for other Yom Tovim. This is a person who put together a lot of halachas, and it's like a liquid of halachas, but he adds in a lot of his own lumness. And he does something that's very, 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 very fascinating. Let's talk about Mitzvah Shabbos. There's a very, very big machlokes apayiskim, what to do Mitzvah Shabbos. First of all, do you make Havdalah first? Or do you light Chanukah candles? That's one major, major machlokes. Let's put that aside for a moment. There's another of the other major machlokes, especially in Eretz Yisrael, in America as well. When should you light candles? How many minutes after Shkia should you light candles? Motzoi Shabbos. Now let's focus on Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it gets dark very, very quickly. It's not like in Europe, and it's not like in America. In America, many of us, we will not do Malacha until 50 minutes after Shkia, because it does not get pitch black until at least 50 minutes after Shkia. Now, many B'nai Torah will not do Malacha until 72 minutes after Shkia, like in Poland and like in Europe, where they waited, Rabbeinu Tam, they would wait 72 minutes, and not because it gets dark, it does not get dark so quickly. Okay, so they're not going to make the bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah until it's at least 72 minutes. Problem. But during the week, when do you light Chanukah candles? You light Chanukah candles when it's getting dark. After Shkia, some wait 20 minutes after Shkia, some light candles 40 minutes after Shkia, some light 45 minutes after Shkia, some light Chanukah candles with Shkia, with sunset. They hold that's the Iker Zman by the sunset. So what's going on? And the reason why they're so makbid is because that's the Iker Zman to light Chanukah candles is for a half an hour, approximately, let's say, 25 minutes after Shkia. If you're going to wait 72 minutes to light your Chanukah candles after Shkia, Mitzvah Shabbos, the time you first begin to light, it's already past the end of the half an hour of Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. If the Iker Zman Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk is, let's say, 25 minutes after Shkia, so that's already 55 minutes after Shkia, you're done. Right? 25, 35, 45, 55. 55 minutes after Shkia, that's the end of the Iker Zman. If you're not going to begin to light your candles until 72 minutes after Shkia, you blew it. You lost out. You lost out the Iker Zman. So in America, we have no choice. Because in America, we do not light candles. We do not do malacha. Most of us are not going to do malacha until at least 50 minutes after Shkia. And until you get your act together and light the candles, it's going to for sure be at least 55 minutes after Shkia. So we're first going to be lighting candles when this Iker Zman is already over. So we blew it. So what can we do about it? There's nothing you can do about it. That's it. That's the way life goes. Okay? There's not a solution to every problem in America. But in Eretz Yisrael, where it gets dark very quickly, and there are many people in Eretz Yisrael already doing malacha, let's say 40 minutes after Shkia, they're doing malacha, some even less, because it gets dark very, very quickly. They do malacha 40 minutes after Shkia. So the Ikkar Zman, let's say, is 20 minutes after Shkia. So they daven marv early. So they do all different kunsim to daven marv early, or they daven marv very quickly, and they run home, and they right away light Hanukkah candles. We get into discussion, do you do Havdalah first? Hanukkahs, but there are many people, especially in Yerushalayim, the Yerushalmis in Yerushalayim, those who wear those shiny bekishes with those stripes, those gray stripes, they light candles very early. They finish Myra very, very quickly, and they begin to light the candles during the Iker Zman. Now, wait a minute. You're doing Malacha now, you're lighting candles, let's say 50 minutes after Shkia. On a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, when do you begin to do Malacha? Now, many people in Eretz Yisrael, they do Malacha, I don't know the exact numbers, they do Malacha 30 minutes after Shkia. Anyone here familiar who goes to Eretz Yisrael often? They do Malacha 30 minutes after Shkia. Yeah. Some even Charedim.
Start very quickly, yeah.
40 minutes or 45. I don't think anyone there waits more than 45 minutes. The average person does, many people. But there are a group of people in Eretz Yisrael who, as a chumrah, wait 72 minutes, do malacha. There are people, there is a group of people who are like this. They wait 72 minutes on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos.
Then you have 91 minutes.
Okay, even 91 minutes, who will not do malacha Mitzvah Shabbos until 72 minutes after Shkia. But you'll press them, are you doing this because this is the halacha? They will tell you absolutely not. Maybe in America, that it is an at will hold. I'll tell you that it's a requirement. Maybe in Europe, but not in Eretz Yisrael, because in Eretz Yisrael it gets dark right away. So why are they doing this? It's a chumrah, it's a minik to pay homage to Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says 72 minutes, so they do it. Many of those people on Mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah will not wait 72 minutes. Since the only reason why they're waiting 72 minutes is only an extreme chumrah, but in the Iker Hadin, they will agree that you can do Malacha, let's say, 35 minutes after Shkia. So the only time of the year when they will do Malacha before 72 minutes is Mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah, because once you get past, let's say, 55 minutes, you're already outside the Iker Zman of Halakas Ner Chanukah. In order not to lose out, I mean, Mekayim, the Mitzvah Halakas Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Shabbos, the Iker Zman, this, when they will makabel upon themselves the Chumr to wait 72 minutes or to wait 60 minutes, everyone has their different opinion how many minutes they wait to Malacha Mitzvah Shabbos, they will never makabel the Chumr to wait more time Mitzvah Shabbos before doing Malacha on Mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah. That's the only time when they're going to do malacha, they do right away in order to light candles right away.
People that make Havdalah, you said before they...
Okay, we'll get that in one moment. We got this point. Now, and here is the Chiddush. Rabbi Liyo Lapyan, who used to give a Musar Shmuz from the Yeshiva Knesses Chizkiyahu, a Shalashudas time in the Yeshiva. And every Shabbos, he would be marich. He would give his shmuz, his musa shmuz, before marif. And more often than not, his shmuz would go over time, a lot over time. And by the time he finished his shmuz, it could already be 50 minutes after Shkia. And then they would first daven marif. So someone objected, and he did this, it was Shabbos Chanukah, and he got to give his shmuz. And someone objected, says, you know, it's Chanukah tonight. It's Chanukah. What about the halacha that you have to light candles? The Iker Zman light candles is after Shkia for half an hour. If you're going to give your shmuz like you give on a regular Mitzvah Shabbos, and you're going to be Ma'arach, you're going to go way over time. By the time we get around to lighting candles, we're going to miss the Iker Zman. So he said to them, whoever told you this halacha that Mitzvah Shabbos, you have to light, you have to rush to do different than when you would do any other Mitzvah Shabbos. There's no such halacha. There's no such halacha, such a concept. And he goes on, and indeed, so in other words, he held even when it comes to giving a Musa Shmuz, if this is what you do every Mitzvah Shabbos, you give a Musa Shmuz every Mitzvah Shabbos, and you marich, you could do this, don't make any shinuyim on a regular mitzvah Shabbos, on a Shabbos mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah, than what you would do on a regular any other mitzvah Shabbos. Even learning, and al achas kama v'kama when it comes to saying v'yitin lecha. Okay, let's say you're in a shul from the good old days who still says v'yitin lecha. Some object, not on mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah, because we're in a rush to light the Ner Chanukah b'zman. What about Havdalah? Some say, well, first like Chanukah candles, don't do Havdalah first, even though you have a principle, Tadir v'shein, Tadir kaidem. That does not apply when you're going to lose that on the Ikar Zman of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah. There are many different opinions that say that mitzvah Shabbos, you should do everything that you possibly can to minimize the Zman, to light Ner Chanukah as soon as possible. Leo Lapyan went to the other extreme, and he's not alone. There are many poskim that say this idea, and they say this is what he brings out in the Sefer. Very beautiful thing. I want to start with this: is that just like it's clear as day, the Iker Zman of lighting Ner Chanukah Erev Shabbos is unique. Likewise, the Iker Zman of lighting Ner Chanukah Motzoi Shabbos is unique.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to add, because you made the statement you missed out on the mitzvah.
Yeah.
You don't miss out on the mitzvah, you don't make it
It's not the ideal, right? So you missed it, but what I mean to say is you missed out on the Iker Zman mitzvah.
Yeah. Okay.
The Iker Zman mitzvah, the Tam Chazal is Asher Tichle Regel Min Hashok.
Two times a week.
Right, exactly.
You cannot make it.
You cannot make it. So the question is, there's no question about it, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a given. It cannot be Chazal Gumasake in the same Zman. Chazal Gumasake in a different Zman. L'may nafkemina, ad kidei kach, light candles first, and then daven mincha. Oh, but if I'm lighting candles and I'm davening mincha, so I'm going backwards in time. No, you're not. Because the Erev Shabbos, this is the Zman when Chazal were misaking that you should light candles. You should light candles on Friday. Don't light candles. So too, the Poskim said, he brings us out. He says, Mitzoy Shabbos does not have a Zman.
Why?
Because it's not Shaykh. It's not the same way, even though it is possible theoretically. You're touching upon the bittul of Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is the Yikar. There's something called Taisefa Shabbos.
Right.
There's something called Davening Ma'ariv.
Right.
There's something called making Havdalah. Tadir v'she'ener, tadir kodim. All of these things are going up against the Iker Zman of Hadlokov Ner Shel Chanukah. So you want to make it work out. If you're going to make it work out, you're going to ruin everything else. You can make it work out, but there's going to be so much collateral damage. It cannot be that this was what Chazal had in mind.
Yeah.
Instead, you have to suggest, you have to say, it's a tremendous chiddush. Is that the same way there's a different Zman for Erev Shabbos, there is a different Zman for Mitzvah Shabbos. The rule of Shetich Regel Min Ashuk does not apply Mitzvah Shabbos. It's living al chatchila. Yeah?
Maybe this why in the store says, when you light the candle, and he says, until people are in the street.
But that's only during the week.
No, that's Friday, Motzei Shabbos, also people in the street.
No, they're not in the street anymore, because they left already. They left already the street. We're talking about the Hamach Hazal, there's no one in the street anymore, Motzei Shabbos. They're already gone. So how can I light the candles? There's no one in the street anymore. It's not Iker Zman.
Yeah.
That's right. It's a different hadlaka. There's a hadlaka for 5 days of Chanukah, for 6 days of Chanukah. Those 6 days of Chanukah, you light the candles immediately with sunset, and then there's a different lighting. There's a lighting Erev for Shabbos. The Zman for lighting Shabbos is to light on Friday, a whole different Zman, before Mincha, and then Mincha. And then there's a Zman to light Chanukah candles, Mitzvah Shabbos. And when do you light? Do whatever you do on Shabbos, don't make any changes. If you have a long Shalosh Shudas, have a long Shalosh Shudas. If you have you go learn Musar, you learn Musar. You have a Shmuz, you say V'yitin L'cha, say V'yitin L'cha. You have to make Havdalah, Kalbach Havdalah, every Mitzvah Shabbos. Right? Tadir, V'she'enet Tadir, Tadir Koidim. A long Havdalah. Fine. And now by the time you get around planning Ner Shel Chanukah, it's already 11 o'clock? Well, if this is what you do every Mitzvah Shabbos, this is what you should do Mitzoy Shabbos Chanukah. Because Mitzoy Shabbos Chanukah has a different Zman. You know what the Zman is? The Zman is whenever Shabbos is over. I don't care who's in the street. It's irrelevant. Is that correct? Or no? Erev Shabbos, you have no choice. You have no choice. So you light it. But Mitzoy Shabbos, well, theoretically, you can make it work out. I can make it work out if I really wanted to. I'll daven Maariv early, and I'll make Avdol later, and I won't have my Musa Shmuz, and I won't say V'yitin Lecha, and I'll daven close to home. I won't go to my shul far away. I'll daven close to home. If I want to make it work out, I can make it work out. Yeah, you should make it work out. This is an opinion that is followed by a very significant number of the population, including all the Yerushalmis and many Gedolei Yisrael, is that they hold that there is no difference. There's no difference between Mitzvah Shabbos and the rest of the week. You have to try to make the Zman during the Ikra Zman. But other places, I can't get a long list of people. Can't get a long Ruba de Ruba. Almost all the places, Rav Shlomo Zalman was like that. Rav Yashav was like that. All the Gedolei Yisrael, pretty much, they lit early. They lit Mitzvah Shabbos, lit early. But yet, Rav Eliyahu Yan, he strongly disagreed, and there are many other, he also cites another other parts and disagreed. Nothing Mitzvah Shabbos should be different than an Israel. And touches upon what did Chazal have in mind for the Ikar Zman Hadlaka. Erev Shabbos is clear, it's a special Zman. Mitzvah Shabbos, it's not so clear. And therefore, different opinions, exactly what you should do. Yeah.
What happens when Mitzvah Shabbos is Tisha B'Av? Nobody says that you will not extend the Shalosh Shuddos.
Eating issue. There you have there after you're not allowed to eat. That's a different issue.
Nobody says extend the Shalosh Shuddos. You have to eat early.
You're not allowed to eat. A Seuda is all about eating. So once already you're not allowed to eat, there's no reason why the Seuda should continue to that point in time. Tishra B'av is a separate set of rules. Tishra B'av is the calendar day, and the calendar begins with sunset, and it's Zman of Avelus, so then you have no choice. Then you have to stop right away. But here you're dealing with a regular Shabbos, and there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to halakas ner Chanukah. That's the question. When is the Ikar Zman halakas mitzvah Shabbos? It's a very big chiddush. It's a beautiful insight to draw from Friday. There's 6 days of Hanukkah, we know what it is. This Erev Shabbos, it's different. How different? That's a very public discussion. But we should extend that difference even to Mitzvah Shabbos as well. That is a new Yisoid. It's a new Yisoid you're not going to find elsewhere. And it explains the different shittas exactly how you view Mitzvah Shabbos and the lining of the Chanukah and the different opinions. Havdalah first, Havdalah later, Yidin Lecha, and all the other religions. Okay, we'll take a short little bit, and then we'll talk some about Divrei Agada for a few minutes until Mincha. What time is Mincha today?
12:15.
12:15, okay.
13:15.
Okay. Let's take a short break.
I wanted to say sometimes on Mosai Shabbat, you are prepared more outside than